We want to welcome in. We're going way back. This is family for us. This is West Coast Hater Nation, Annex family, whatever. We're talking with Paul Preston of The Movie Guys, themovieguys.net. Paul, welcome back to the Hater Nation show.
Gentlemen, and I use that term loosely.
Thank you.
You should.
We appreciate that. How are things out there in Hollyweird?
Well, I don't know how much I can say for fear of, you know, getting wiretapped or... Everyone in Hollywood's reverting to faxes, and that's not a joke. Seriously. After the Sony thing, I read this in the news. They're going back to faxes because they're like, we ain't fooling around anymore.
Oh, my so whoever, God. Whoever still has stock in fax companies, load up because that's all they're using out in California. I shouldn't call it Hollyweird. We should call it Hacky Weird.
Well, yeah, this Sony thing has obviously sent shockwaves through all of Hollywood. Paul?
Kind of. Right. I mean, if you're in Hollywood,
you kind of already knew a lot of this
stuff going on all the time. The kind of talk that Pascal and Scott Rudin had back and forth, for those who aren't following it closely, a number of emails were leaked from Sony concerning their talk about the Steve Jobs project and the impending Angelina Jolie directed Cleopatra project. And it just, like, it's all Tom Cruise in Tropic Thunder type conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you can go back and watch that movie and be like, that's how it is.
Yeah, pretty much.
That is how it is.
With the same language. With the same level of language, too. Do you think Pascal sits in her office and plays Boom, Get Out the Way every now and then and just dances like Tom Cruise did?
Ends up dancing around.
And grabs herself? That'd be kind of hot.
Paul, do you think, like, she's going to keep her job? Because she's fighting to keep her job.
Well, you know, it is
with
so
everything tough that's come out, especially with the Obama comments.
Yeah, I mean,
she wasn't wrong, by the way, but that's a different story.
And by the way, Paul, it's not like they're done. They haven't used up all 11 terabytes.
No,
there's still a whole lot of stuff left.
The hackers are announcing a Christmas gift. Like, that's that they're gonna, we're giving you guys a big Christmas gift. You can expect that it's gonna make Sony, it's going to make them humble.
Humble like the Sheik. You know what? I might forget. Exactly. I might forget opening presents with my kids if Sony's if Guardians of Peace are gonna drop the neutron bomb on Christmas Day. You know what, sons, y'all just daddy's gonna be in the other room on the computer for a while.
Well, you know that Sony had to stop filming for a couple days because the hackers, I guess, got into like their finances and they could not pay some of the companies out there that they were like doing movie shoots for.
That's what you get, man.
Really? I hadn't heard that, but I'm not surprised.
That was a couple days ago.
Just networks everything.
They literally had to stop filming on every project that they were working on.
And the moral to the story, as much as they're going to claim no responsibility with this, don't fuck with North Korea. Basically. Don't fuck with North Korea.
They have nothing else to do but beat down their own people.
Beat down their own people and hack. That's all they fucking do.
Have you seen that photo from space of North Korea where it's like all these bright lights in South Korea and Asia and Japan and the North Korea is just dark?
Dark,
right. And
how can they do this when they're you know, obviously electricity free, apparently.
They factor all the money. It's like when James Kirk, when the Enterprise is bad, and he's like, move everything from life support to photon torpedoes. That's all they do. They like, take all the fucking lights from everyone else and put it on these computers because we're going to hack everybody. That's all they did. But I want to talk about The Movie Guys. TheMovieGuys.net is where you find Paul, Karen, and the rest of the gang. I have been honored to have been part of their show. But the other day, you guys hit a home run. You guys had the one and only Mick Foley in your studio. How cool was fucking that?
That's awesome.
I mean, he's the man, right? And I don't know if you noticed, but he was just on The Daily Show, too. So, The Movie Guys bump. I'm just saying.
Yep.
MC, you're due for some appearance on Colbert or something this last week because you were on our show, too.
It does make sense. Oh, you have that effect on people. Well, we were on, Potluck, the TV show? And we were in Fernando Mico's Ever After. So, yeah, it does work. It does work in little ways. It does work in many surprisingly
great
ways.
Actually, we have talked to Jennifer Blancbein of Blancbein Productions. She's an actress. She's in Dark Angel and some other stuff.
Dirty.
And she's married to Michael Biehn, the great actor from all the James Cameron movies and beyond.
Yes.
And they have a production company, and I was going to interview her, and it happened to be when Mick Foley was appearing in a film of hers. So when I got to set, I got to talk to her and Mick Foley. This was during the summer. And it was just the greatest. He was telling all sorts of great wrestling stories and everything. And he said, I have this movie coming out called I Am Santa Claus, and I would love to talk about that when the holidays come around. I followed up. Lo and behold, he was coming in to talk to Mark Maron on his podcast.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he doubled up and put us on his list, too. So he came to see us right after that. And you guys need to see, if you have not, I Am Santa Claus.
I've heard it's a great documentary. It's about Santa Claus. Santa Claus is his.
Yeah, I mean, he brings in an indie documentary, and sometimes, you know, when you have a guest on your show, you're like, well, I hope it's good. Well, we were thrilled that it was really good. We all saw it. And he was thrilled that we all saw it. And now everyone can, because it's on Netflix.
Excellent.
And so he came in, and you probably have seen from his induction into the Wrestling Hall of Fame and beyond, he loves Christmas.
Yes.
Mick Foley loves Christmas.
Yeah, like to an uncomfortable point, he loves Christmas.
Get the guy talking about it, and it made for a great episode. He just, we played all sorts of crazy games, like Name That Carol, and we picked his favorite Santas in movies. How good were they? How bad were they? Because the doc follows 4 real beard Santas for a year, and then there's a 5th storyline where Mick is going to try his hand at being a Santa in a high-profile Santa's village in New England that, like, thousands of people visit, and see if he can pull it off. So there's kind of the can he or can't he angle there, plus following these 4 guys. They got 4 really interesting guys for this doc.
That's real cool.
One who's like a gay Santa and kind of a bear.
What?
Hello?
One is like a real pious Santa, and the head of the real beard Santa's group is like runs swingers groups and stuff.
No, good Lord. Gracious. That just tells
all crazy,
you,
but
don't take your kids.
Still a real movie with the heart in the right place somehow. You know, it's not making fun of these guys. It's just this real smart doc. And Mick came in, he talked all about it, and it was just a thrill to have him there. And he's totally, he was really game to put us on his schedule. He could have, talked to more Daily Show type shows, but to come and talk to us, I thought was, real cool. So, he's got my respect, bro.
We're chatting with Paul Preston, our homie from way back, the Movie Guys at themovieguys.net. Paul, this is one of our year review shows. The year is so full of stuff. We actually had to split up in 3 shows. So we're going to talk about movies. You are an aficionado of movies, more so than the rest of us. Hell, your Twitter says movies on it. Ours says hate, so we're different that way. But what are your top 3 movies of 2014?
Well, as ever, there's lots to choose from, and there's some stuff I haven't seen. I gotta admit, I've not seen The Theory of Everything just yet, because they pile on these movies at the end of the year award season, and then 4 of them come out every weekend, and it's tough to catch up.
Top movies you've seen then in 2014.
I would say that number 3 is Wild. And I'm sure you probably guys talk about this in your circle as the movie where Reese Witherspoon gets naked.
How
did I miss that?
Honestly, Paul,
is that not out on DVD yet?
The minute you said Wild, all of us looked at each other like, huh? And then you instantly turned all of us around when you said Reese Witherspoon is naked in this. I'm in.
Exactly.
I'm in. I gotta watch it on DVD so I can fast forward to that spot and then I return it.
There you go. Yeah,
is that on
watch
robots?
It or just watch the Mr. Skin
for me. I ain't paying money for that shit. I'm going to Netflix or I'll go to get the disc just like I did with Embrace the Vampire with Alyssa Milano.
Oh,
I wore out
God.
That 2-minute span when she made out with that chick.
That DVD was never be able
it wasn't
to use
a DVD,
again.
It was a VHS. So you know that
Jesus.
One area is really worn out. I don't know how the movie ends, personally. I don't know how the movie ends. Maybe
Milano's acting peaked with Who's the Boss, right? And from then on, it's just where the naked clips.
It peaked with Embrace the Vampire. It peaked with Crush.
Wasn't she in Poison Ivy?
Yeah, she was the first or second Poison Ivy. Poison Ivy.
She had a lesbian.
Drew Barrymore was the first Poison Ivy when Tom Skerritt ate her out.
Oh,
all right, back
Jesus
to Paul Preston. Had to clarify shit. I'm sorry, had to clarify. All right, back
Wild
to...
I'm the director of Dallas Buyers Club, but I think it's a step up from that. Even I know that was... like
Dallas Buyers Club was a great movie.
Witherspoon is fantastic.
Yes.
It's one of those movies where someone's got to go find themselves, like Eat, Pray, Love. Or
The Internal Journey.
The Tuscan Sun or something.
Cool.
Did you guys see Into the Wild?
I heard about that, but I did not see it.
That's the dumbest fucking response. He dies. I don't get that movie. It didn't resonate with me. He's going to go find himself. He basically goes up in the woods and freezes to death.
That's crucial.
I don't get that movie. This movie was much more impactful, I think, because she didn't get divorced, wham, me, and all that. She's the problem and realizes she's got to change her life. So she goes on this trek, like a 1,100-mile hike from the Mojave up to Seattle, and learns all about herself along the way. And it just is a real well put together, not cheesy for a second, smart film.
All right. So what are your two? Your two and your number one of 2014.
Number two, The Lego Movie.
No.
Hey, you got some thumbs up here. Lego Movie.
Everything because is awesome.
Half the year, right up to three quarters of the year, I kept looking at all the movies that came out, and I'm like, that's just my favorite movie. Like, that movie doesn't, like, is there a joke that doesn't work in that movie?
It's a grim, and it put
and
that kid in
incredible.
The,
people still think it's stop motion.
Yeah, and it put that kid in the stratosphere. Who's the guy who's the voice? The guy who he was Chris Pratt, yeah.
Yeah,
it sent him to the stratosphere after that. Like, he's like in every freaking movie now. He's become the white Kevin Hart. You know, that whore, according to Sony.
After that, Galaxy, now he's got Jurassic World. I mean, the dude is money.
Yeah, he's
actually, he was great. He's always been great in Parks and Recreation.
Yes,
though,
he was very good. Very good in Parks. Okay, and your number one movie of 2014?
Oh, I'm just going to say, and then lastly, there's going to be a number of real earnest, perhaps crappy pop movies or pop songs nominated for best song, but yeah, if Everything Is Awesome isn't in the mix, it's going
to
be very disappointing.
Yeah, that has
but
to be.
My number one film of the year is Whiplash.
I've heard of that.
Have you guys seen Whiplash?
No.
I've heard of it because that's in our fantasy actors thing that I saw.
I mentioned another movie title where you're looking around at each other like, huh, and I got no nudity to remind you what the movie is.
Don't watch that shit. We're not going to watch that. No nudity. All right. So 2015, if you don't know, the movie guys really cut their teeth on looking at trailers of movies, and they do the reviews based on that. It's a fantastic novel approach. Give me two movies that we really need to look forward to in the first two quarters of 2015.
Well, we were deprived in 2014 of a Pixar movie. So when Pixar comes back, I'm looking forward to that pretty much.
What's
so
that, Inside Out or something?
This summer,
like that?
We're going to get Inside Out, the new one from Pete Docter, who made Up, which is my favorite Pixar movie.
Yes.
And it looks like laughs, laughs, laughs. And I have a feeling, you know, they're going to leave this out of the trailer, but when you see it, it's probably going to hit you with the heart, you know, a little right hook with the heart that you weren't expecting. And that movie's probably going to be fantastic.
Just like when I cried at the end of Toy Story 3 every single time. I do.
Fifth time watching it, still cry the same amount.
I never saw Toy Story 3.
They're geniuses.
Dude, if you watch Toy Story 3, you will fucking cry.
Knowing myself, I will probably cry.
Yeah, because you are half a femme. All right, and your number one movie we need to look forward to, or another movie we need to look forward to in 2015?
Well, you guys are no doubt looking forward to Insurgent, but I'll go past that and say, first of all, the Fast and Furious movies have gotten better with the last three.
The last three
are way better than the first. Well, the last two are way better than the first four. So Furious 7, I will give it a dang.
There's been seven movies.
I've only seen the first one.
There's a movie coming out, I think, in February called Kingsman: The Secret Service.
Yes.
I saw that. You know what?
Yes.
There's one reason why I will not watch that movie.
Why?
Sam Jackson.
Oh.
He's an overrated piece of shit actor.
What, who?
Sam Jackson.
You don't like Sam Jackson because he's black.
Jackson?
Overrated.
Wait, like the guy who's in more super huge blockbusters than anybody else, like
pretty,
ever?
Pretty
overrated.
Much.
Overrated, because he's the only black actor they can pull.
True.
To put those in those roles. And we've talked about this before.
True. But still, I like Sam Jackson.
Wait a minute.
That's Ali.
That's not nominated for Pulp Fiction, one of the great performances, iconic.
I hate Tarantino for revitalizing his career for that movie.
That's amazing. Yeah.
I'm a true hater, by the way. I'm a true hater.
That's a true goddamn hater right now.
Well, yeah, you're living up to your name. I give you that.
Local DC.
But this movie's going to bring Karen and I together. But Karen couldn't make it on the show today. It's my wife who co-hosts the Movie Guys podcast.
Love Karen.
Yeah, tell her we miss
her. You know, your Bill Murray, your dog movies, your that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Julia Roberts, Bridget Jones, Having Adventures. So this is the movie that bridges the gap because it's got her boyfriend Colin Firth from King's Speech and Love Actually.
Yes.
And a kick-ass Matthew Vaughn, director of X-Men First Class and kick-ass action movie. So Kingsman: The Secret Service is the one that will bring everyone together.
Yeah, the trailer looks so kick-ass. Paul Preston with The Movie Guys, at The Movie Guys on Twitter, themovieguys.net. Happy holidays to you, Karen, and the rest of the gang there. Any of us, next time we're out in Southern California, definitely Ali, CJ, anyone, contact Paul, try to get on the show. There's a long line, and they got quality people like Mick Foley and MC who've been on the show in the past. So it's a good thing. So check it out, themovieguys.net.
We got an empty chair for you.
Yeah, get those guys. I got to get those guys out the West Coast to hang with you guys. Paul, all the best. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
So long. Thanks.
Love you guys.
Cool. That was Paul Preston of The Movie Guys, a long time friends, fans.
From the Basement Podcast days.
That was one of our first guests. Actually, they're probably the record holder for the most appearances on the Hater Nation show.
Right.